So about 8 or 9 years ago, I got a letter from a man named Herman Wallace. He was part of a group called the Angola Three. It was three African-American men that were put into prison in the 70s, early 70s. They were organizing for better prison conditions because it was really bad. They were at a prison called Angola. It was down in Louisiana. It used to be a slave plantation, and they turned it into a prison. And it's still run like a plantation. Anyway, these guys were around during that time organizing for better conditions, and there was a riot in the prison, and a guard got killed, and these guys got nailed for that murder. Over the years, they've all been exonerated, but they had spent over 40 years in solitary confinement. Herman was there. I think the first guy got out before that, maybe 35 years in solitary, and then Herman got out, and then Albert Woodfox got out a couple years ago. Thank God, people did a lot of work to get him out, and Herman's passed on now, so we send this out to him and for all the people doing work in social justice. They called you the rise of the Black Messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow, threatening and hard to swallow. I'm sitting underneath that hanging tree, just me and the ghost of the KKK. A poor man's gallows in the middle of the woods, the saddest tree that ever stood. That old Jim Crow, he just keeps getting born with a new hanging rope for the black man's scourge. Old Man River, what do you know about a plantation they called Angola? The devil's farm, the prison is the saddest farm that ever lived. I tell y'all, all them lynchers are gonna be damned. Smith playing pedal steel. Yeah. Jeff Fielder playing that guitar. Yeah,